thanks everybody for coming tonight to the third biennial Joshua Erickson farewell concert. I think I've decided that I'm always only going to do farewell concerts here because that's the only time I get the best attendance. I'm going to start off by myself, and then slowly my friends are going to join me. And hopefully we've designed this show so that at the beginning it's going to be kind of quiet and kind of toned down a little bit. Then and as it goes and you're more prone to fall asleep, we're going to get louder and louder. So hopefully it'll keep you awake, but there's no guarantees. So if I see you sleeping, we might just pause and shake you or something like that. Or I'll throw something at you. Let's see, is Jennifer here? Where is she? Well, this was the first song for the concert, and she's not here. But it's called Jennifer's Waltz. I am not a master of love, but I know that I'm in love with you. I've not read all the books to know exactly what to do, what to say and when to say it, when to give and when to receive. But whatever it is, I know I am in love, love, love with you, my love. Well, I've not uncovered the mystery, analyzed the history, to know why we're here together. My hand in yours as I look in your eyes. I cannot disguise how I feel. I cannot hide the truth from you, my love, love, love for you, my love. She just showed up. I'm going to do this until she comes back down the hallway. Maybe y'all can join me in a little bit of humming. Gotta show up on time, it's painful. What's that? She's gonna pay. When you all, when she comes in, you all just have a good laugh, I'm sure. Huh? She's not coming, huh? Here we go, ready? It's not? I guess she's not coming. So I'll do the best I can to hold you close when you are down, to kiss the lips that hold your frown, laugh and dance and be your clown.
hold you tight right through the night. Our hearts together feel so right. My love, love, love for you, my love. My love, love, love for you.
And as the concert goes on, we'll slowly get more and more organized. So you'll see how that unfolds as well. That'll keep your attention better, too. This song is called Without Love, and it's out of 1 Corinthians. If I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but have no love in my heart, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal, a clanging cymbal. If I show prophetic power, understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and have the faith to move mountains, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Without love, without love, I gain nothing. I gain nothing. If I give away my possessions and hand over my body to boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. I gain nothing. Without love, I gain nothing. I gain nothing. Without love, I gain nothing. I gain nothing.
Thank you. I wrote it after taking a class with a man by the name of David Hilfiker, who was teaching a class called The Radical Inclusivity of the Gospel, which highlighted the books by Gil Bailey and René Girard. And the René Girard book was called I See Satan Fall Like Lightning, and the Gil Bailey book was called Violence Unveiled, and so forth and so on. And it was a really phenomenal class about the anthropological importance of the Gospels, if you can imagine such a thing. But it was a real turnaround for me. It was fantastic. And this song came out of that. And whether you're a Christian or not, the Gospels are truly significant in the history of the world. And so this song kind of touches on a little bit of that. And it's a little bit Christian too, but there's also just kind of, here's the Gospels, aren't they amazing?
Sneaking up in you like a thief in the night, like a thief in the night. The words of the Gospels are sneaking up in you, they're filling up your heart and mind. Then you will find that you're seeking God, and all these other things will fade away. The empty desire will fall apart, and violence and anger too. And you will, and you will, and you will find a freedom. And you will, and you will find a freedom at last. Thousands of years have passed, and still these words live on and on, to uncover the truth and reveal the strength of the gospel song. The gospels will linger till time is no longer, they will never fade away. The weight of the message is heavy and lasting, and all I can say is you will, and you will, and you will find the freedom at last. At last. A mysterious message is slowly uncovered, these words come crashing through. Jesus has spoken, and now you will listen. Death becomes life made new. Lay down your burdens and walk with your Maker, whose kingdom knows no end. It's a matter of waiting, a matter of watching, to see what love will mend. And you will, and you will, and you will find a freedom. And you will, and you will, and you will find a freedom at last.
That's it. I moved to Seattle after coming to Holden for the first time. I needed a job when I got to Seattle, and so I just started looking through the newspaper for anything I could find. And one of those things was to be a bank teller at the Washington Mutual. And so this song is what I wrote on my way to that interview. I actually ended up going to the interview and finding out that I had to wear a tie and then decided I didn't want the job. But I had an interesting conversation with a man from Zimbabwe while I was at the bus stop and the rain was coming down on our heads. So here's the song that goes with it. It's called Eventuals of Time. I've been standing in the rain for most of a half an hour. The bus still hasn't come. It's like I'm standing in a shower. And while I wait, I talk to strangers. We talk about the economy and what of wealth goes up and down. Things turn and slide beyond me. Talk about life in Zimbabwe. Was a buck ain't worth a dime. Now there is no turning back, my friend, from the eventuals of time. Now there is no turning back, my friend, from the eventuals of time. Greg Free, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! The wealth we got, we decide, is all related to the wealth we ain't. Some say he's a sinner, but I'll be damned if he ain't a saint. Well, the bus still hasn't come, but the rain starts to let up. Let's talk about tomorrow, though tomorrow may never come. Let's talk about life in Zimbabwe. But was a buck ain't worth a dime?
another is no turning back, my friend, from the eventuals of time. No, there is no turning back, my friend, from the eventuals of time.
Wait for days, they come like weeks, and the weeks they come like years, and everything that passes is like seconds on my watch. What we have, who we are, is here and then it's gone. We tell it in our stories and we sing it in our songs.
We talk about life in Zimbabwe. What's a buck ain't worth a dime. Now there is no turning back, my friend, from the eventuals of time. Now there is no turning back, my friend, from the eventuals of time.
Take it away, Greg.
From the eventuals of time.
Thank you. This once again is Asaph Murfin, and now we have Scott Ossing on the piano. And singing beautiful tenor to my left is Aaron McCandless. This next song is called Grand Marais. It's the first song I ever wrote. And I bought this shirt in Grand Marais for about a buck. Give you $1.50. But that's why I'm wearing it tonight, I think.
Morning bright, take seagull in that beat up old pontoon. Or I'll grab a grumman, paddle across some mound, on my own. Well, the water is deep and cold, late in the month of May, and the sun rises high on the Grand Marais. Hey, yeah, take me back to Grand Marais, and from there in the wilderness I will stay. Send me across Eagle in that beat up old pontoon, or I'll grab a grubbin and paddle across some my own, on my own.
Thank you. Okay, this next song is called Some Say. I played it here before a few times, but it's one of those songs that's designed to be played in front of both conservative and liberal audiences in the Christian world. Scott's going to start us off.
Some say he is a prophet, others call him the light. Some say he is an ordinary man with an ordinary life. Some say they see him everywhere, others only when they try. Some say he'd vote Republican, others say this is a lie. Some say he'd raise our taxes, or say that they're too high. Some say he'd vote Republican, others say this is a lie. Some say he came to wage war, others say he'd rather die. But we agree, he loves everyone, hopes to make the world one in him. We are waiting for the day the kingdom comes our way. Hey, that the kingdom comes our way. Some say he's with the Catholics, others say he's with the Jews. Conservative or liberal, which one would he choose? Which finer points of doctrine would he leave for us to use? Some say he likes to win, others say he'd rather lose. Some say he'd be a joiner and always pay his dues. Some say he'd be a loner, spreading the good news. But we agree, he loves everyone, hopes to make the world one in him. We are waiting for the day the kingdom comes our way.
Some say he'd save the trees, others say he'd cut them down. Some say he wears a smile, others swear he wears a frown. Some say he likes big cities, others swear he likes small towns. Some say he'd shop in pet stores, others swear he'd shop in pounds. Some say he'd buy a poodle, others swear he'd buy a hound. Some say he'd watch The Simpsons with no one else around. But we agree he loves everyone, hopes to make the world one in him. We are waiting for the day. Everybody now. We agree he loves everyone, hopes to make the world one in him. We are waiting for the day that the kingdom comes our way. Hey, that the king. Thank you. Drinking water. No. It's called, well, it was called End Times, but Greg has renamed it End of the World. And it's about, when I was in Washington, D.C., a Jehovah's Witness came to my door and started talking to me about the end times. And I said, you know, you're right. It said that in the Bible, and it says it has said it for a very long time, so I can't disagree with you. And this song's all about that. Tell me about the end times. Are they really coming soon? Just the way it says in the Bible, not much younger than the tomb. Now with towers falling, you can see with your own eyes, the end is surely coming. It cannot be denied. It's the end of the world. Everywhere I go, it's the end of the world. Everywhere I go. Says, come on down to the kingdom hall and listen for yourself. Just a couple of hours for your spiritual wealth. That sounds fine to me. Maybe you can help me see, help me understand what's going on in this land, going on in this world. And everywhere I go, it's the end of the world. Everywhere I go, it's the end of the world. Everywhere I go. You and your friend here have been walking door to door, spreading the message of the end times with the hopes of finding more people who will join you in your cause to mark the day when the world will be over and there's nothing left to say. It's the end of the world. Everywhere I go, it's the end of the world. Everywhere I go. The end has been coming for a real long time. since the days of Jesus and those who drank his wine. The apostles, they preached that the time is now, just like these folks before me who are telling me how it's the end of the world. Everywhere I go, it's the end of the world. Everywhere I go, it's the end of the world. Everywhere I go. Thank you. This witness, well, actually it was a couple of people, and I invited them to come back later and talk to the members of our house, and they all of a sudden started getting a lot less interested in coming. But they were right. I told them they were right, and I think that kind of threw them off. Next song is called Moving On, and it's a song I wrote the first time I left Holden. About moving on, and so I thought it'd be kind of fun to bring it back. Well, I'm headed to Seattle, and there is no way to tell whether this is catastrophic or I'm on my way to hell. Whatever happens is what happens, no matter what they say. No matter how you see it, it's just another flowing day. 'Cause I'm moving on, moving on, moving on, moving on. Some say the battle's over, but I know it's just begun. I have my sword and shield, and I'm staring at the sun. With all the journeys that I travel, I never know for sure whether this one is the right one or another broken door. 'Cause I'm moving on, moving on, moving on. Brings, 'cause the future is forgotten, just like all my broken strings. It's all about a story I know is not my own. The drama is unfolding, I can feel it in my bones. 'Cause I'm moving on, moving on. Four songs left for you, and hopefully we'll really start cranking here if we haven't already. This next song is called Plowshares into Swords, which is what's happening right now in this country. They're returning plowshares into swords, which really isn't what it says to do in the Bible. So that's why I wrote this song, and that's why it's going to be the title of my next CD. Flown into Madison on a winter Midwest afternoon, coming in from Washington where the war drums have been stopped. Where this talk of destruction, threats of death in the air, in my mind I'm seeing funerals, caskets everywhere. And this is not so. This is instead plowshares into swords. Easy barking orders from the hill, dropping bombs and shooting guns, not knowing who they kill. Well, these bombs will win elections, they will feed the people's lives. This false sense of security cover up their eyes. And this is not swords into plowshares. This is instead plowshares into swords. Discussion whether war is justified, threats of mass destruction are eating up our lives. Well, the inspectors cannot find what it is they're looking for, and the U.S. wants a reason fight another war. And this is not swords into plowshares. This is instead plowshares into swords. Into swords. Can I support the president? Well, I'll do the best I can. But his policies and actions, I do not understand. Well, yes, he has his reasons, and to some they might seem right. But I'm still seeing funerals in my mind tonight. And this is not swords into plowshares.
plowshares. This is instead plowshares into swords, into swords.
This next song is a song from after the war began, and it's called Now That Many Bombs Have Come. I wonder where I put my pick. Did I put my pick on there?
It's right here.
Oh, thanks. It's good to have you around, you know that. Yeah, so this is sort of a reflection on the fact that the war has already begun and people have already started to die. And again, it's called Now That Many Bombs Have Come.
Help us not forget the ask for forgiveness for ending innocent life. Please, we ask for forgiveness, remembering those who have died in vain, in vain.
Thank you. A couple more songs left. This next song was requested by my boss, Mr. Morrison, Brian Contio. It's known as the Bridge Song, and the title that I gave it originally was called One More Day, but it's just sort of become the Bridge Song. Here it is. It's about our bridge.
The month of October, on a wet, rainy day, our trusty old bridge from one shore fell away. Oh, we drove what we could across in the night before our bridge fell in the next morning light. Now our bridge is gone, a path up the hill, so much we can't do now, it is nature's will. Compost cans must be dragged by hand, and Terry's garage is locked by the land. Well, the rain made our bridge fall away. And to make it one more day. Well, the rain made our bridge fall away. But we'll do what we can to make it one more day. Well, some trucks did not cross on the night of the rain. The cement mixer stayed and the trash truck remained. Now cement mixes slow and trash piles high. But somehow we will find a way to get by. Many months still till our bridge is repaired for a challenge like this. It's hard to be prepared, but sure as the snow falls, it could have been worse. Our water line across the creek bed could have burst. Well, the rain, everybody, the rain made our bridge fall away. But we'll do what we can to make it one more day. Well, the rain. We'll do what we can to make it one more day, everybody. The rain made our bridge fall away. But we'll do what we can to make it one more day.
Thank you. I want to thank everybody for being here. I want to thank my friends, the musicians, for playing with me, and they've also played with me throughout the time that I've been here. Rich has just kind of hopped in to do some percussion. Thanks to him, and thanks to everybody. And I'd like to thank all the Holden Winter community for having me this winter. After all, this is a farewell concert, so I'm saying farewell. Mm-hmm. And I'm going home to answer some questions, so y'all might have questions. I'm going home to live in my parents' basement so that I can record a CD with many of these songs in them. Most of the songs that I sang tonight are going to be in that CD, and I've got some other Holden friends who are going to fly in and join me to record a CD at Two Fish Studios in Mankato, Minnesota. And then after that, I got to find a job. So I don't really know much about finding a job, but I do have to do something to support my habit, which is writing music. The last song we're going to do is called No Wall Can Divide Me, and this is going to be on the CD too, hopefully. my friend Kent, I sent him a demo. He's good to play the bass. Kent Gustafson is the guy who wrote the Mountain Vespers. He's going to play bass and some other things on the CD. But anyway, I sent him the demo, and with all the songs on it, he said, all the songs are great, except I don't want to do any cover tunes, so don't do this one. He thought it was a cover tune. He didn't think that I'd written it because it was a little bit different than a lot of the other stuff I've written. So he'll be surprised when I tell him that. Actually, Ken, I wrote that one. I hope you don't mind us recording it. So this song is called No Wall Can Divide Me, and it's after a winter of singing and playing and memorizing perhaps too many bluegrass gospel tunes. Let's see, what key is this in? A? I've seen him coming on the wings of glory. I've seen him standing on the hills above me. I've seen him down in the depths below me. I've seen him standing right here beside me. I feel him everywhere I go. There is no wall that can divide me from my Savior. In dark valleys he leads the way, leads me on to another day. When I start over and try again to give my life all to him, there is no wall that can divide me from my Savior in beside me. Not a bear standing at the gates of heaven. In his arms I am forgiven. He is there when I start over. He is there when I keep sinning. I feel him everywhere I go. There is no wall that can divide me from my Savior here beside me. Not a barrier can keep him from being with me all the time. Everybody, there is no wall that can divide me from my Savior here beside me. Thanks, everybody. Musicians. Let's hear it for all of you who sang along. Woo! All right. Well, that does it. Hey, let's play a little, while they're leaving, let's play the Son of Man combo. Son of Man has no place to lay his head, no matter where he goes. Feel free to leave, no matter where he goes. Ah, she missed it. He only has his Father. And you can read all about it in a book called the Bible. And you can learn all about it on your own. How Jesus was the stone that the builders rejected. The stone that will one day lead
Again to bring the kingdom and his kingdom will last forever and it will never fade away. And you can read all about it in a book called the Bible. And you can learn all about it on your own. Jesus was the stone that the builder rejected. The stone that will one day lead us home to the kingdom. The Creator, who made us all to be one in Him. And you can read all about it in a book called the Bible. And you can learn all about it on your own. Jesus was the stone that the builder rejected. The stone that will one day lead us home to the kingdom, to the kingdom.
Thanks again, everybody.